jasoncolumbia.com. If I have one concern before I go to Jason Columbia, one concern from last night's game, it is simply this. Clemson's bench scored 41 points. They were plus 27 on the bench. In fact, South Carolina's bench, I got to be honest, like none of those guys really impressed me last night. I could take or leave any of those guys. Clemson's bench was phenomenal. A lot of that was Buckner and Welling. But the starters were kind of poor at the beginning of the game, and it was actually the subbing, five in, five out, that got Clemson rolling. I think on both ends. It got Clemson rolling offensively, and it was when Clemson started to tighten the reins a little bit defensively. So I give that second unit a lot of credit for that, and that was with Foster going out in the middle of that and then not having Johnson in the second half. They continued to find remedies off the bench. I just think the starters need to play a little better. They were better against Mercer, I thought. The starters were better against Mercer in the first half than maybe the backups. But I don't think the starters began the game very well. Again, maybe that was a little bit of a feeling out process. But I love seeing Welling, even though he missed every free throw. Welling still was in double figures. And then we talked about Ace Buckner and what he provided Clemson last night. Let's go to Jason in Columbia. Who's up with us next? 654 Roar is the number. What's up, Jason?
Quawked in, man. It's just like old times quawking this time slot.
I know.
Where's KG?
It's 2016 all over again, buddy. 2016.
Yeah. You know, quawk is funny. Like when you guys are talking about the broadcast and stuff, it's like I can tell I'm getting old because as soon as Ben was talking about how the Central Spirit kids are located right behind the television setup and that people complain about hearing individual students, I could hear that one kid's voice. And then there's that other kid that stares into the camera, and I want someone to just kneecap him so badly now. And I can tell. I can just tell I'm getting old because, I mean, me and my friends used to camp out for those seats. We'd be right behind the announcers. Obviously, back in the day, they had the mic set up differently, but, you know, and sometimes we'd wind up. Remember we had the bleachers set up under the basket, and everybody would just be going nuts. So I I want it to be just that kind of environment, but I guess I'm just old man, get off my lawn phase. But, you know, although I'm not that old, when Ben said, when he's talking about the gray seats or whatever, I thought he was talking about the old people that sit right along courtside. Cause, I mean, God bless. We love our elders. We respect our elders. God bless them. But it's very noticeable. I just don't see that at other, like, college basketball environments. So
oh,
much.
Yeah, Jason. It's at a, listen, that's – we affectionately call that Millionaire's Row.
Yeah.
That is in every arena,
yes,
I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the NIL game, if you – now you gotta have the premier seats for that. But you know, guys, it was funny. That game last night reminded me in some ways of the football game where it felt like Clemson was just dominating the flow of the game. But in last night's case, it was just Welling couldn't hit his daggone free throws that kept it from being a total blowout on the scoreboard. And real quickly, Quawk, we never followed up on this. Did you notice after you asked T.J. Parker about this, did you notice that he did bust out the funky chicken in Columbia again after
a
sack?
Yes, he did. Yeah. And you know what?
Did he?
He did. And I forgot.
He
yes.
Did.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I did not carry that with me back from the Bahamas to talk about on air. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He broke it out. He gave us the little wink. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll do it. We'll see. And he did. He did.
And I noticed Ricardo Jones was doing kind of a modified version of it after his interceptions where he didn't exactly flap. He just pulled up his arms and made the chicken motion. And then I guess this has become a thing now because I'm pretty sure their little whole Spurs up thing didn't exist before Muschamp came to town. Because if I remember the story correctly, his wife came up with the little hang loose hand signal. And now I noticed Cade and a bunch of our people giving him the Spurs down after big plays, which I enjoyed. You know, and let me just say, Ben and Quawk, the Sammy Brown truthers were right. I mean, I think we learned the Sammy Brown truthers were right. But to get back to the basketball game, seeing Ace Buckner, what he did, and the way that he was aggressive and attacked the basket, and you're so right, Ben. It's impossible to not think of his father, who was not a tall guy relative to post players in college basketball, and he didn't care. I mean, he just played so aggressively and with such confidence. And to see that kind of play from a freshman, Ace Buckner. Now, I almost smashed my TV when he tried the little putback with about a minute left, and Brownell grabbed him. And, you know, I think they were talking about that at the end of the game. And when, to his credit, Ace Buckner probably could have had another fast break, and it would have been nice to see a dunk there, but he did the smart play. He pulled it back out to the three-point line, and I think he and Brad had a good laugh about that. But all in all, fellas, what an enjoyable outcome for the major sports at Clemson this year and the rivalry. And, guys, I don't know what the coffers are like in Columbia, but, I mean, in the next calendar year, could they be looking at replacing all three of their major men's sports coaches in the next 12 months? I think it's a distinct possibility.
I don't think it's off the table, Jason. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I saw my sister-in-law sent me this morning. Did you see the stat that I'm referring to here? About the last calendar year. We talk about calendar year for Clemson.
I don't believe I have.
South Carolina's – I don't know who Elijah Campbell is. Elijah Campbell, shout out for this tweet. South Carolina's records against power conference competition in men's baseball, men's basketball, and football were a combined 10 and 58 this year. Good for a winning percentage of 14%.
Oh. Oh.
That means you lost against power conference competition – 86% of the time in the calendar year 2025.
Oh, boy.
That is dreadful. Remember when we said South Carolina had 4 wins in football? The only FBS wins they had were against programs that fired their coaches? Like, it has been that kind of a year. A dreadful calendar year for South Carolina athletics. I don't think there's any way to say it. On the men's side. Women's basketball.
That's tough.
Quite good.
Boy, that's tough.
Really, really, really tough. Very tough.
One other thing real quick. And something Jason said reminded me of this. One thing Clemson did really well with the PA last night. As folks were leaving, they played a little chicken fried. A little Zach Brown
they
chicken
did.
Fried. I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing there. That's pretty good. I like that.
You know, I didn't even clock that. I was singing. I was kind of like, you know, karaoke style, but I didn't even clock that. Well done, Ben Milstead. All right, 654 Roar, if you'd like to join us, 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line. I do want to note as well that I check the as I do every morning. I read my Bible and I check bracketologist.com. That's the second thing I do. Bible before phone, Ben.
And, what I just heard you say is bracketologist.com is your Bible.
Touche. Clemson is currently 31 in the net ratings. And all of the numbers, the advanced stats were kind of all over the place. Like some had them in the 20s, some had them around 50, and it was sort of in and out of there. Everything has kind of coalesced in that mid-20s to low-30s range with KenPom and BPI and Torvik and all of these. And so right now, Clemson's net ranking of 31 is basically the caliber of team that they are. They're a top 30 to 35 team in the country, which is kind of – I mean, that's kind of what it looks like to me. That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
You've got some quality results. You haven't won all the games that you probably should have won. You maybe came back and stole one against Mercer perhaps on Saturday. Could have been a lot. You know, so you – where Clemson sits right now, they're probably fine. I mean, I'm looking at their resume. I'm looking at what's coming up. I'm saying you're in a fine spot right now. Just if your trajectory is want to get back to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I don't know that this is going to be a top 25 team. So I would agree with you. 30-35 is kind of what they look like, but at the same time, I think they can stay there, which would be good because you do have some difficult games coming up, but you're going to have to, you know, I don't know that there's a big margin of error for this team either. I mean, it feels like you're going to win some, you know, some tight games. There'll be some nail biters this year. But, you know, I feel like we've seen enough now that you are comfortable saying this is who they are.
I agree with that. It will be interesting, and man, you hope that doesn't come to this, but like if they don't have Zach Foster for an extended period, which we don't know, if you're just joining us, you're not aware. Zach Foster hurt his knee last night, got an MRI scheduled for today, so we'll know more at some point today about that. Didn't look great, but we don't know that yet. So looking to confirm or deny that somehow, some way today. If they don't have Foster, what does it do to your ceiling? What does it do to your floor? Because there were some games where Zach Foster didn't help you that much, but there were a lot. The Mercer game, Zach Foster really helped you down the stretch. The Alabama game, Zach Foster really helped in the second half. He was on the floor almost the entire second half for Clemson in that comeback against Alabama. That's just a player that you felt like as the season went on, he was going to help you more and more and more. And so you're hoping that he comes back after just a short absence there. Let's go to Ren, who's up with us next on the phone. What's up, Ren?
What's going on, Buck?
Good, man. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, man. Hey, I know y'all talking about basketball, but I saw this article last night. Did you see about next year where they're going to start a partial 9-game conference for the ACC?
Yes. So that is a way to sort of let the schools in the ACC honor some of their scheduling agreements without going directly to a 9-game schedule. So you're letting some of those things get grandfathered in. But yeah, so you're going to have about 2/3 of the league go to 9, and you got about 1/3 of the league staying at 8, and Clemson is going to be in the 8 camp next year.
So how will that go as far as like standings when it comes to the ACC since we're no longer in the division?
Clear as mud.
It's a great question, Ren, and thank you. We're up against the break here. It's the number one question I have too, because you can't fairly accurately do it by win percentage. So, how are you going to do that? Is 8-1 going to trump 7-1? I mean, conventional wisdom says yes, of course it does, but if only half the teams play 8 games, another, you know, the opposite could also hold true. You know, well, I had an opportunity to lose more than
right.
You did.
That's right.
So, that's a great question. And I don't know this to be fact, but I have heard rumor that with Clemson's agreement with Notre Dame, which is not an ACC agreement, it's a Clemson-Notre Dame agreement, that Clemson is going to be one of those few teams that stays at 8 games.
I think one of the things that they probably are going to do, and it's not in the release, any adjustments to tiebreakers. In fact, it says that it will be updated and announced ahead of the 2026 season. But one of the ways this is being framed is, and I think this is smart framing by the ACC. I don't know that it's going to work, but I think it's smart framing. Is that they basically are framing it that everybody is playing 10 power conference opponents. So you've got, and in fact, in the ACC release, it actually says 12 teams will play a 9+1 schedule, and 5 teams will play an 8+2 schedule. So they basically looked around and they said, if you have a contractual agreement with multiple power conference opponents, you're going to play 8 this year. If you have a scheduling agreement with one power conference opponent, then you're going to play 9 this year in this transitional time. So, again, the framing is designed to take focus off of the fact that, once again, you can't just do anything normally. You have 2/3 of your league playing a certain number of league games, and you have 1/3 of the league playing less than that. It's not ideal. In fact, it's sort of sub-serious, if you want to be honest with you. But the point of the matter is that's something that the ACC, the tiebreaker point, that they're going to clarify. And I think they're trying to take the focus off of how many conference games you play in and onto, hey, basically everybody in our league is going to have a 10-game power conference schedule, and College Football Playoff Committee, you'll be able to compare apples to apples to that, at least to some degree. Final segment of the program is up next. Don't go anywhere.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Male, our concierge plans start at around $7 a day and include testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymale.com.
Tired of scrubbing and still seeing grease? Power through grime and residue and refresh your kitchen with Buff City Soap. Made with hard-working plant-based ingredients, their cleaners cut through the mess without the harsh chemicals. From dishes to countertops, your kitchen gets sparkling clean and smells amazing with their multi-surface cleaner and dish soap. Ditch the fake stuff. Clean naturally with Buff City Soap. Shop today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the Upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here at The Roar.
105.5 and 97.5 FM.
It's that time of year again. Kool-Aid Man, you ready for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if that doesn't put you in the Christmas spirit, nothing will. One of my biggest wins in life, Quawk, is Lil Jon retweeting me a couple of years ago where I proclaimed, this is the greatest Christmas song of all time.
Do you think he said, yeah?
He did.
When he retweeted it?
In my mind, he did.
He was waiting for somebody to acknowledge.
And Kool-Aid Man ran through a wall.
Oh, yeah.
He did. More on that in a moment. Hey, if you are in an industry where the motors that run your industry just cannot fail, because if they do, your business fails, then you need Industrial Motor Service. You need to jot that down, industrialmotorservice.com. They will keep your business running, and it is their job to make sure that you are up and running at all times. For more than 30 years, IMS has specialized in electric motor repair. They can rewind engines, or motors rather, machining. They do field service for every size, every brand, and pretty much every industry. Manufacturing, farming, even homeowners with pool pumps and spa pumps and those types of things. They can keep your motors up and running all the time. Certified technicians. Around-the-clock service, 24/7 emergency service repair, IMS, one-stop shop for anything related to motors, pumps, and gearboxes, industrialmotorservice.com. It is amazing, the Snoop Dogg, Little John, everybody gets into the Christmas music scene for a good reason, because we were talking the other day, like, Brenda Lee, Burl Ives, some of these great singers from the past, the things that we continue to play of theirs are Christmas songs.
That's right. I mean, I didn't know till
DMX is another one, texter reminds us. That's right.
That Rudolph?
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I can't even do it.
You talk about Brenda Lee, like Bing Crosby. When I found out that Bing Crosby wasn't just a Christmas singer, I was probably 14. I'm probably 14 years old. You mean he did other stuff? What? Glass Shattered. I thought he just showed up once a year with a Christmas album. Had no idea. Absolutely no idea. We have several other things to talk about today. Portal Combat. You know, we're 2 weeks from the portal being open, but the portal is still open in our hearts. We know that because people keep entering
and,
the non-existent
and
portal.
And declaring, yes, the latest major one, I would argue, is Aaron Filo, the backup quarterback at Georgia Tech, otherwise known as Faxon's boy. Rightfully so, because Aaron Filo is a very good quarterback. His offensive coordinator, Buster Faulkner, is now at Florida. Excuse me. The assistant quarterback coach for Georgia Tech is now at Florida. The H-back coach at Georgia Tech is now at Florida. The assistant line coach from Georgia Tech is now at Florida. Now, several of those are more the analyst type, former GA type guys. But Aaron Filo has entered the portal and is going to Florida. We're talking about the portal that opens in 2 weeks, roughly.
Beautiful.
That portal, well, I guess a little bit more than 2 weeks. So Aaron Filo has put himself into the portal, decided on his future, and proclaimed that he is going to Florida All without tampering, folks. It did not happen. It was divine intervention. There was absolutely no contact whatsoever between Aaron Filo and any other school, any other coach. It just did not happen. Completely playing by the rules.
You know what happened there? And it's so easy to figure it out. Buster Faulkner, when he took the Florida job, he walked by Aaron Filo's locker and he said, "Boy, I would love to have Aaron Filo as my quarterback at Florida. That would be so nice, person I'm talking to on the other side of me. That would be such a great deal." And so there was no tampering, Ben. It was just a loud conversation where he's thinking out loud to a confidant in the building about Aaron Filo. No tampering. Nobody tampered. I'm annoyed by this. I'm annoyed by how much portal activity is decided. You know, Dabo's not the only coach, by the way.
A lot of coaches are saying it.
People are talking.
Eli Drinkwitz yesterday had, now this is about 4 minutes, but it's worth playing because it's, Drinkwitz is saying the quiet parts out loud here. And in a press conference yesterday, I probably got to turn that off first. Here's what Drinkwitz had to say.
I'm curious, how much do you get in contact with your peers about their perception of what's going on there? And is it coach talk, or do you just stay in your silo on it?
No, there's a lot of coaches discussing it and frustrated, in my opinion. And I understand the national sentiment because of the salary ranges of head coaches that it feels like we're complaining, but we're really not. We're trying to sound warning bells, and that's what I believe we're all trying to do, is that there's a warning that the system that we're in is really sick right now, and college football is sick, and not in a, it's just there's showing signs of this thing really cracking moving forward. And we need to get something under control. The SCORE Act was something that it looked like it was going to be a step in a direction. There is no perfect solution, but we have to get some sort of steps moving in that direction. I think we're all waited with, is it bated breath, the saying, trying to wait on what's going to happen with this fifth-year lawsuit in Nashville, where you could have a flurry of fifth-year guys now being eligible. And that would just throw a completely new wrinkle in the system. You know, tampering is at, the highest levels. There is no such thing as tampering. It's just because there's nobody that's been punished for tampering. And so everybody on my roster is being called. I had a dad call me and say that, and I called the head coaches at their schools, that this school and this school and this school called, and they are offering this much money. And, you know, it's you're putting a lot of pressure on young men. We're paying them as 1099 employees a lot of money. We're not offering any type of retirement. We're not offering any type of health benefits. We've worked around the system and then tried to create that as the system instead of creating a functioning way of moving forward and making sure that it works for everybody. And whether that's collective bargaining, whether that's making them employees, whether that's antitrust legislation that protects everybody, the commissioner or the SEC or the NCAA from lawsuits, something needs to be done. Because, again, TV viewership may be at an all-time high, and that's awesome. And gambling on sports may be at an all-time high, and that's great. I got no problem with that. But what about the well-being of the student-athlete? What about graduation rates? What about tax implications? What about handling and understanding financial literacy? What is their life going to look like after 5 years of college athletics? Is it going to be better because they participated in college athletics, or could they be in a tougher situation? And, that a lot of us got into college athletics because we wanted to help young men grow and develop. And I think we're still doing that mission, but it's getting really hard because you used to talk about Coach Saban used to talk about all the time creating value for yourself. And when he talked about it, he wasn't just talking about value for the NFL. He was talking about creating value for yourself with a college degree. And we've lost that aspect of it. And these guys are going to create tremendous value for themselves playing the game of football, and that's awesome. And we love, I love that these guys are getting paid. I love that last week these guys with their own money went out and bought gifts for Coyote Hill. I love that. That's awesome. But my job also is to look at them in 3 or 4 years down the road and how many of them are in a better position because they played football if they've transferred 4 times. And you know, that's just the system that we've created. Not all freedom is good freedom.
Great stuff from Eli Drinkwitz. I agree 100% what he said there.
Very well said.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Why is it, Kwok, that every coach is saying the same thing? Fans are saying the same thing. I don't even hear student athletes pushing back on that. I mean, maybe they just won't do that. They don't have the same voice. I get it, but like, why does it feel like we're all in agreement, but yet nothing's happening?
That's a great question. I have two things to say on that front. One is that the people who are saying it's broken are not the ones making the decisions. That's something that Dabo said a lot, that if you let the coaches get in a room and just decide what will happen in the sport, we could fix it. But it's at the president. It's really a lot of people, several people probably on these committees, like, don't have any use for athletics, who are making decisions at a university level that just don't have a feel. They don't understand how to separate the university community from the athletics community in some of these things. So that's part of it. The other thing is that Eli Drinkwitz can say this all he wants to, and all the coaches can say it all they want to. But if any coach feels like any other coach is not following the rules, then they are going to break the rules. Like, I think Eli Drinkwitz is tampering. I think he's saying that what he's saying is right. Every player on my team is getting called. If that's true, and I got to win, or else I'm getting fired. And even if you can justify it like this by saying, I want to impact young people. In order to continue to impact young people, I have to cheat, because if I don't, everybody else is, and that's what I believe, and so I got to keep doing it.
It's what we talked about on Monday, that, you know, is it, if, and this is, I think this is what Drinkwitz is saying, is it tampering if no one is punished for it?
Right.
Should you not do it if there is no punishment and all of your peers are doing it? And I hate to feel that way. I hate to feel that way, to say, well, everybody else is doing it, why shouldn't I? But it is so true here.
Every day it feels like we're up against it here, because we've got women's basketball coming on the other side. We got Clemson, Charles Southern women's basketball. I want to talk about this more tomorrow, because it does feel like every day you have people standing in the middle of a hole in the yard of college football. You're 4 feet deep in it with a shovel, digging, saying somebody ought to fix this hole. That's what it feels like. Somebody ought to fix this hole, and we know how to fix it, and yet we're in it digging. That's what it feels like in college athletics right now. Hey, Block Haven, BLOCHaven.com, great workout spot, great rock climbing spot. I love when we talked, we were talking with Block Haven. Doug was in here the other day, and he was talking about problems. Not like courses or tracks or whatever, but problems. You have over 200 problems that you have to solve. I love that. Activating mind, activating body, making sure that you've got a healthy experience that you're not going to hate. That's what Block Haven's for. Love it for families, love it for kids, love it for adults and groups. Moms, take your kids there. Enjoy a nice little coffee or something at the deli. BLOCHaven.com. Mention the Roar. Save 20% off your first day passes. BLOCHaven.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Facts and Childress, Tori Neiman will be with us. Great stuff, folks. Thanks for bearing with us on a Wednesday morning. We'll be back at our normal time tomorrow. God bless. Clemson Women's Basketball is up next.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232.